I suspect many of my generation find confusion in what the world shows us today. I grew up in a time of standards. You could often judge a book by its cover, or so we believed. Today, not so much. Consider my experience at a school sporting event. The soccer mom, with hair color far from natural, patterns shaved into her scalp, and shredded jeans. Yes, I formed my opinion, different from my evaluation of an older man dressed in casual pants and shirt, looking more like me. My judgments had formed. Then she spoke, directing her children to be helpful and kind to others, as she turned to assist a stranger's toddler up the steps. Not what I expected. Meanwhile, the nicely dressed older man was yelling out criticism of the play on the field and the officiating. Not what I expected. Why do my eyes deceive me? Could it be that I need to turn off these initial impressions? Must I be open-minded enough to concede my conditioned way of thinking could benefit from adjustment? Yes, I remain a work in progress. Simply considering these observations helps me set a course towards a higher road. But is there any constant in the world? Anything unchanged? Holy Scripture tells us Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus wasn't what the people expected 2,000 years ago, and the reliable consistency of Jesus tells me to love one another. The next book I buy, maybe I should skip looking at the cover. And the next stranger I meet, maybe hold off on evaluation. For at least, 2 minutes more.